Life's getting better.
It's positive. It's extremely positive. You just feel good when you see the Senate start working the way that you know it should work in Congress. I would have to say that they have an outline of what they want. I think it's just putting the dates and the times and things of that sort, making sure it works for everybody procedurally. I think it'll work out. I feel good about it. I really do.
All right, do you feel good that the solution is going to happen and we can move on from the conversation about the great shutdown with the government? What do you think? Joe Manchin feels pretty good about it, thinking that this is something that can happen. The senator from West Virginia, who has been working with a bipartisan crew to try to make something happen. The problem is with Manchin, he's not on the side that's saying we're not going to accept what the Senate has to say. With the Senate leaders scrambling to iron out their own budget plan, you still have to worry about what's going on with the House. And we're talking about 15 days at this point. 15 days we have been in the middle of this shutdown. And the proposal is the same one we've heard a couple of different times, that the budget would be extended until January, and then the debt ceiling would be lifted until February. So what does that mean? That means that there's now more time to play around with this and either, you know, figure it out, iron out all the wrinkles, or just continue to play on. But most likely that won't happen. The idea was, okay, throw out whatever you want on the table, and then we'll deal with it, because at this point, at these deadlines that have passed and another deadline that's coming up, so why don't we just do that, and then we can get to the nasty piece of business of figuring out what we want to cut and where we want to trim and what we can all agree upon. You know, that's just the bottom line, is there's not much of anything happening in Washington. It pretty much is just the same old reactionary crew that we've seen. Is this partly because we're stuck in a situation where everything's wired against our system the way we have it now? Politics is about money. And we pay for our politicians, in a sense, if you think about it, right? The person with the most money moves the most mountains, gets the most done, and it changes the face, perhaps, of the people that we put in this spot. We're down to, as our next guest would say, a box of nonsense. Joni Carli is going to join us, and that's what she describes it as, just a box of nonsense. What about honesty and trust and all of that? And how do we change it? How do we evolve this situation, which is what I would say. Where's the solution and where is the big overall change? Be like if you had an organization that was failing. You have a business. And you started off and your business was going gangbusters and you hired people and you're excited because you're affecting change and you're also affecting people's lives in a positive way, and then you hit a road bump because of too much regulation. I'm going to paint the picture. I'm going to throw that in there. And some other things. But you have to move beyond that, right, and come up with a solution. So what are you changing to make the business successful? So how are they evolving in Congress to make success or cooperation with some success more the norm instead of the aberration? Because that's pretty much what it is. It's an aberration, isn't it, now, at this point? What do you think? I'll tell you what, people are starting to, so let me give you the numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. People are starting to get to the point where they're so frustrated, they're just screaming out what they think. In Washington, really, they're doing this a lot. A federal judge said it's time to tell Congress to go to hell for allowing the partial government shutdown and other things that have significantly cut court funding. This was U.S. District Judge Richard Koff, who said in a blog posting, it's the right thing to do. There's been a lot of tension between the two branches of government over the budget decisions. So it's forced the courts to furlough non-essential employees and use court fees and other sources of income to keep things running. So it's been really nasty. That's what's happened with the federal courts around the country. So there's been some other judges and other people that have been confrontational about this whole thing. Because, of course, the courts are a mess trying to get through the court dockets and get through various cases. There's already a backlog anyway, so he just couldn't help himself and he just said it. Tell him to go to hell. That's what he said. Go to hell for allowing the partial government shutdown. So name-calling and finger-pointing and all of that ultimately is not going to lead to the evolution of what we want to see, the change in Washington, D.C. And that's where we're at this point. Do you think you're going to see an avalanche of change in 2014? Will there be anything different that happens in 2016? Or does this become another one of those episodes of, oh, yeah, here we go into year 11 of will we have a budget or not? Probably not. So now we're going to have to vote to raise the debt ceiling. We're going to have to get people on board. And we play the whole charade out again and again. And it is like Groundhog Day. It's very annoying. As somebody who likes and embraces change, I do not like what's happening with our government for that reason. Because it is like a box of nonsense. It's the same thing over and over and over again. And I understand the limitations. I understand the fact that we are in such a crazy log jam and that maybe the game is rigged in one sense. But there is power to the people. And remember, the government is we the people. Think of the Declaration of Independence. Just think of those words, we the people. It's your government. It's my government. So if you don't write to your elected officials or give them a quick call or whatever, start to do it. If you're tired of the same old thing, because it will affect you eventually in the wallet. If it's not affecting you now, certainly down the road, if it were to continue on unchecked, it would have a definite ripple effect. Probably in your family and many, many other families, too, because of unforeseen things that happen as a result of it. Whether it's a permit you need for a gun, whether it's a loan you need for a house, whether it's a job that you're caught in the middle of and you need the government approval and you're waiting on the paperwork. There are a couple of different things that have played out. More than a couple of different scenarios that have played out in a lot of people's lives in a very short amount of time. Day 15, as I mentioned, we're into this 15 days. Do you believe it? Yep, that's how long it's been. And we were talking about it for so long before that. This has just taken over for the last month especially. Nothing else gets done on the Hill when this is where all the focus is. So at this point, the House is stepping away from a possible Senate debt deal. The Senate likes it, putting the Band-Aid on for the budget through January 16th and then deep into February for the debt ceiling, pushing those deadlines off to the future. All right, stay with us. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1335.60, $667.80 for a half ounce, or $333.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1335.60, $667.80, and $333.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Sabbatical? Ever thought maybe some people that you know should take a sabbatical? Like all of Congress, we're so frustrated. Maybe that's what you have to do sometimes. Step away from something that's too familiar or something that is suddenly crushing to you. In the wings, in our virtual green room, Glenn Tibaldeo and Laura Berger, husband and wife, did exactly that. They took off for Costa Rica, left some high-paying corporate jobs, and learned about how you can be flexible and still successful by taking sabbaticals, whether they're intentional or unintentional. Laura and Glenn, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure. Pleasure
to be here. Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, so Laura, what prompted you to take a life where you were doing well, you're climbing a ladder, you're on top of the ladder, brick by brick, you've got this fortress you've built, and you decide you're going to kick it down, you're going to take off. What happened?
Well, Kate, so I think that you can relate to Groundhog Day, right? The movie Groundhog Day, where you're doing the same thing over and over again. And that was something that both Glenn and I were experiencing in the careers that we had. It was good at the time, yet you would wake up the next morning and it was the same old, same old, and you just felt that there was something missing. And so after a while, you just go stir crazy because you wake up the next morning and you say, I'm going to change, I'm going to make a change, I'm going to make a change, and then you don't, and then you go back to bed and you wake up and you get up again. And finally, we said, enough is enough. Life's too short. What are we doing? Are we going to keep living a Groundhog Day?
Wow. And then, Glenn, when you finally make that decision, how'd you decide that you were going to chuck the jobs and go to Costa Rica? How'd you pick Costa Rica?
It took a while for us to decide where we were going to go. The way I had addressed it, and I think many people do, I address my lack of fulfillment by trying harder. I obviously must be trying, not be trying harder. The rewards aren't great enough. So if you can imagine working at something voraciously that is kind of out of alignment with your core, it became a pressure cooker for me, and I think to a lesser degree for Laura. We went to Costa Rica. That pressure cooker blew in the book Radical Sabbatical, which incidentally last week became an Amazon Kindle bestseller. We talk about how we got there, and we just took a horseback ride on a trip down to a river. I sat on a rock that I call the Magic Rock, and all of a sudden this thing came out of the sky and said, you could live here. So it took me a while to convey the my information to Laura, but she looked at me like I was only a little bit crazy. And then after a year or so, we kind of negotiated, came around, and decided to go.
How long did you, Laura, stay in Costa Rica?
Well, that is. Oh, I thought you were asking me. I'm sorry. That is something that we keep to mystery. It's in the book.
All right, I see what you're doing there. Okay, so when you go to Costa Rica, Laura, it's I mean, it's one thing to go and visit, and it's fun, and geez, it's so sexy, and the weather, and you're horseback riding, and you're on the beach. And now, when you're living there, it's a little bit different. What was it like to live there?
So I'll give you a comparison. We moved from downtown Chicago, where when the UPS truck comes by, he drops off a package on your doormat. We had venomous snakes welcoming us on our doormat. So it was quite a culture shift, going from, you know, a bustling city to the middle of nowhere. We also were dealing with basic necessities. There were no 7-Elevens around the corner for convenience. And we were really working with the hierarchy of needs. Water, electricity, just your basic, just trying to survive in many ways.
And so as you're trying to survive and you go through that, what happens, Glenn, on the other side that makes, you know, it prompted you obviously to write the book? We know examples of this that have happened to other people that have either fallen down on something they've been doing, or they're famous and they become infamous and then they suddenly disappear and take a radical sabbatical in a way. What happened on the other side? I mean, when did you know, where was that light bulb moment where you're like, wow, this is it. We did the right thing. This is perfect.
Yeah, I think it comes from actually writing. For me, that was pretty cathartic. I did 8 or 9 rewrites, well, we did together on this book. Every time we went through it, it was like massive. It was really intense journaling for 2 years. And so every time we rewrote the book, there was a lot more clarity involved in the process. And really what we ended up understanding was that if you go through these types of mass changes and put yourself in a completely different world, we went from, you know, subways and taxis to toucans and complete quiet within the span of 18 hours. It just completely turns you around. There's really nothing that really daunts us anymore. It's fine. We live our lives every day seeking a new adventure.
Laura, what did your friends say? I mean, I have a lot of friends and family in Chicago, and they're not shy about their opinions. What did they say when you decided that you were going to go and do this? What did they tell you?
We had a lot of people that thought we were crazy. and we actually got, it's funny because support can come in very interesting ways. We would get emails from people saying, oh, check this out, and it's a photo of the most venomous snake in all of Central America. And you're sitting there going, how am I going to respond to that? You know, is this helping me, or are they making light of it, or are they sending a message? So we got a lot of mixed messages.
Yeah, when you decided to leave. When you leave Chicago, you go to Costa Rica, you take a breath, you're writing, you're dealing with the things that you're dealing with there. And as I said, that light bulb moment kind of goes off. Do you think that everyone could benefit by even a mini sabbatical after you've done something like this, Glenn?
Absolutely. And you know, the more out of your comfort zone you go, I take the example, a lot of us have children. I mean, we don't personally, frankly, but I see our nephew's like 20 months old now. And you see everything, my sister's always telling me, and I see, how quickly he has learned, how quickly he is learning all the time. He's coming along so quickly. And when we were in the jungle, it felt the exact same way. You go, it's because he's in a completely different environment. We learned about culture. We learned about open-mindedness. I mean, we had a person in the jungle who lost a $400 tire, rolled all the way down the hill into the rainforest, and his solution to that was to roll the other three tires he had down so that he could go down, chase them, and see where they rolled, and he actually found the tire. So, I mean, there's all this unconventional thinking that you have in the jungle when you're kind of MacGyvering and Indiana Jonesing everything, and it really carries over into your life. Anybody can benefit, and you don't have to do what we did. I mean, just go out of your comfort zone a little bit, and you'll learn a ton.
Yeah, you know, I started this by saying, you know the frustrations, you can hear it with everybody, with what's happening with the government and the shutdown and everything else. And Congress has its own rhythm and its own routine, and it does have a routine. You know, you're in on Tuesday, you're out on Friday normally, and there's not a lot of what used to be camaraderie, not that there isn't any, but where they used to live in Washington for a while, and they would socialize whether you were a Democrat or a Republican. You had friends on both sides of the aisle. Do you think that would benefit with what you're seeing with this headbutting, a little bit of a break? I'm not suggesting they chuck their... Although some people listening to the show would say, I can think of a few people that should chuck their job. But meaning that you could take a mini, that's why I say you could take a mini break, or all of Congress could go on a retreat that doesn't cost a fortune, and maybe they could actually have a conversation instead of being in the thick of it. Do you think that helps with businesses?
It absolutely does. So in the Laura had mentioned, you know, getting up every morning saying you're going to change something and the next morning waking up and realizing you haven't. And what happens is, and what was happening with us, is what we were doing on a day-to-day basis voraciously was our short-term goals weren't lined up with our long-term goals. Find the exact same thing with Congress, really. I mean, their approval ratings have been going down for years and years. We're not political experts, but it doesn't take a layman to figure that out. They kept doing the same thing. They kept spending money that we didn't have. And really, if you ask people like Peyton Manning, like Martha Stewart, like, what's the tennis player?
Rafa Nadal.
Right.
Yeah.
These people who had really, really bad career problems, they had forced sabbaticals. And they came back greater and stronger than ever. I think Congress now is having a forced sabbatical. And the last time the government shutdown happened, it really seemed like some light bulbs, you talk about light bulbs, went off in people's heads in Washington, and things started to careen in the right direction. Unfortunately, they stopped. But it's really a forced sabbatical. They can be great. I mean, even forced sabbaticals and crises can be great for people.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so as you said, the book is really taken off, obviously, on Amazon. You can get a copy of it, Radical Sabbatical. Could you say goodbye to everything you know to get everything you want? Boy, that is the question. How about it, folks? 855-266-8, 855-266-5283. Laura and Glenn, thanks for moving the needle. We appreciate you joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
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 If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenerstore.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
Each and every show here on America Tonight, we are overwhelmed by the avalanche of mail that we get from all of you. It's so easy. If you want to vent, if you want to send me your mother's recipe for the best pumpkin pie you've ever had, you send it to AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing. My ode to James Gandolfini continues. That's how you're in. Just like that. Let it fly after that. So Pete King, the congressman from New York, is slamming Ted Cruz, saying people need to go after him. This is his fault, this government shut down. And even if it's resolved, the fact is he's going to go back again, threatening to do it once again. What happened was Pete King was on Piers Morgan, and that's what he said on his show. He said that, this is his fault, that he's going to rewrite history, that we were on the verge of winning, just things were going our way when Republicans cracked, and he was one of them. So we have to go after him. I would hope that national leaders throughout the party make a point of saying we're not going to allow Ted Cruz to hijack this party and bring this country to the edge of ruin. Well, we are heading to the mailbag in just a second, and many of you had plenty to say about Ted Cruz. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Joe in Illinois says, Cruz is an idiot. He's an uneducated jerk who only wants to be president, and that's why he's grandstanding. The Tea Party can keep him. He's not worth a bag of tea. Ooh. Bob in Texas says, Cruz is a hero. Why are people trashing him? For goodness sake, constantly on your show, you say, Kate, you want people who are what they are. And this is a guy who really is the real deal, like him or not. He's no dummy. He went to Harvard, and he's using his brains and putting it to good work and standing by the Constitution. He's practically a constitutional scholar. You know what? Bob is right about that. When he was a kid, he, like, memorized the Constitution. He did go to Harvard, and he is really about the Constitution. So it makes sense the Tea Party backing Ted Cruz. Maybe some people realize that in the Tea Party, maybe they didn't. But it isn't more, hey, I respect the Constitution, or he really, this was what he did as a kid. I mean, he was all over it. He was all about it. Here's one more, this one from Jewel in Missouri, who says, I think Ted Cruz is cracked. Somewhere along the line, he decided that he needed to take a page out of Rand Paul's book, but Rand Paul did it so much better, and he's not as nutty as Cruz. How did this guy ever get elected? Texans put the dumbest people in office. I just don't understand why they elect some of the people that they elect, Kate. Wow. Any Texans listening to us right now? Good time to give a call at 855-266-5283. There's no doubt that Cruz is now another polarizing figure, that you either think he was right to do what he did, or you think he's a fraud, like Congressman King is saying, because it was what he did that prompted the government to shut down. The thing about Cruz is, and I'll say this, he is what he is. I do think he is what he is. I don't think it's some trumped up version of I'm on a reality show. And what was mentioned there in some of those emails, he was a Constitution person, meaning as a kid he memorized it, he loved it, he studied it in college, the whole thing. And so there's no doubt about that. And if you look at the Constitution and you go by some of the things that Ted Cruz has said, that does match up. And he's on the short list for 2016, but he's not on the top of the list. He's not at the top of the list. And think of the people who have been president. How many people have been president that have been plucked from the Senate? You could say the current president, who didn't hang around very long. Because here's the thing, if you stay long on the Hill too long, you have this track record of how you voted, and nobody's going to 100% like your votes. They're just not going to. I mean, even if 80% of the time they like it, they agree with what you vote, your constituents agree with what you voted for, and all that, there's going to be definite times when they do not, and that record stands. So I think it's harder to come from those ranks. But 2016, he wouldn't have been in there very long. But he's on the top six list. But he's not one of the top two people being talked about. All right, here's an interesting email that we got from the dude also in Texas. A lot of Texans emailing us this time around. And the dude says, Kate, did you hear the story that just cracked me up about the Denver mayor saying that they needed to do something about the smell of marijuana, that everywhere he goes, he smells marijuana in the city parks and the malls and any of the rec areas, and that somehow they need to figure out a way to get the smell of marijuana out of Denver? It smells like pots in Denver. I was thinking of Larimer Square. They have the square, it's a shopping area and jazz and music and all that stuff, and I bet you that's probably one of the main places. Well, it's not supposed to be public consumption. You're not supposed to have any of those places, but there have been some public smoking that's been going on, and they're not really, I mean, what are they going to do? They had one huge marijuana rally when all this started at the Civic Center Park. you know, are they going to start to crack down? Are they going to go after people? I don't know. How smoking in a car in a private property, you know, what can you do there? It's what comes along with voting for marijuana, I suppose. I don't see how this mayor is going to, I just don't see how they're going to be able to cut down on it. You know, again, you'd have to, shadow people? They're going to shadow people and tell them to put it out. Because that's what's happening. That's what I heard from somebody the other day who used to live in Denver and went back for one of the Bronco games and said that, there was kind of a couple of different places they went. There was definitely marijuana that was being smoked. Here's one from Ron, who is listening to us apparently somewhere in the Midwest. He says, Ron from the Great Midwest. And Ron says, Kate, you know what? We need a break from all this politics. That's what we need. We need to break the system. I don't doubt that there's some good Republicans and there's some good Democrats, and they had good intentions when they went to Washington. But maybe the game is just rigged. And maybe we have used and abused this system one too many times, and we need to re-rack. I'm not suggesting we change our way of governing. I'm suggesting we change the way we elect people. There are too many greenbacks in the campaign process, and I think that leaves a lot of people out and puts a lot of people in play that maybe wouldn't normally be there. Of course, the person who has the backing, you'd have to have some of the goods, right? You have to be able to be decent at campaigning, good at campaigning. You have to look the part. You have to do the whole thing, go through the rigmarole, everything that you go through. But sure, if you had nobody backing you, no money, there's no way you're winning the election. Very rarely would I say that would happen, especially in bigger areas, but even in smaller areas. It's doubtful. The kind of money that people are raising, even sometimes for local elections, is, man, it is unreal. And then here's this one. I like this one because it was so different from some of the others, too. I wanted to mix in a few different ones. This one came to us from Barbie, who said, Kate, I know that you used to cover professional football, and I don't know if you see what's going on with Matt Schaub. It breaks my heart as I am a Texan fan. I used to live in Houston. He goes out with a leg injury in the Sunday's game against the Rams, where he was getting really shellacked, and the crowd cheered. They cheered as he was being taken away. How do you ever do that for your own quarterback? I mean, it is classless. I'm embarrassed to be from Houston. I understand about being rabid in the sense of being a fan, but that is just poor, 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 and not necessary in the game of football, where so many people, or so many of those guys anyway, get hurt. Why would they let out a loud cheer? Yeah, I would have to say that is foul, foul, foul. The players after the game, that became the big story. The players, when they were asked about it, said they were disappointed in the home crowd. And, you know, it could have been anybody else, and I don't understand it. They need to stop it. They need to shut up, is what they were saying. And that Schaub was the hero and all the other things he's done for the city. You know, they thought he was great. Then they boo him when he's hurt and he's on the ground, and it's just disrespectful. Yeah, and you think with the family and other people that are around, it's one thing to jump on his back and whatever, but once he's hurt, I'd have to say that's out of bounds for sure. All right, hang with us. We're hitting that final turn here in this hour of America tonight. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you haven't told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
As we round the corner here, a couple more turns before we put the pedal to the metal for this hour anyway of ATN. I don't know, somebody out there likes zombies. Notice when you're kicking back and you're doing the couch potato thing, and I know you all do it at least once or twice a week. You have to. You're just whipped, right? You just plop on the couch, and you flip around for a bit. You've probably noticed zombies popping up. It's getting close to Halloween. It's not about Halloween, though. Zombies are popular all of a sudden with people. There was World War Z, the Brad Pitt movie, then Walking Dead. Walking Dead Season 4 premiere, 16.1 million viewers. Wow. So it's on track to become the most watched non-NFL programming this season, they say, among 18 to 49-year-olds. Something about The Walking Dead. AMC has to love that. And it's, I've actually never seen it. I know what the show is, And I know people who watch it, but I've never seen it. They seem to like it. They like the stories and say it's good. You just have to kind of get into it a little bit. It's part of that whole serial watching thing that people are doing, going back and watching a series the first couple seasons when you hadn't seen them ever in the beginning and just serial view it over and over, you know, the first episode and the second and the third and whatever. I have been definitely guilty of that. On the rare, rainy, crazy, off day where something happens or whatever, because you get hooked into it and it's you start to watch it, and especially when you don't watch a lot of tube normally. So anyway, zombies are popular. If you're giving out any kind of, you know, Halloween candy, you might see a lot of zombies come to the door. It wouldn't be shocking because even young kids are into it, too. There's cartoons with zombies that are lighter fare, but they're definitely zombies. Want to take a second here to recognize a new affiliate for America Tonight in a very cool place, KINX in Great Falls, Montana, airing America Tonight right now. Woohoo! I like Montana. So, Troy, thanks for picking us up. KINX. Montana. I have been to Montana several times, and of course, one of the best national parks just in the state of Montana, bar none, Glacier National Park. If you've never been there, put it on a bucket list. Absolutely, it's great. There's a lot to see actually across the entire state. You know, Ted Turner was no fool to go and round up the buffalo and get his land, and other people have done that too because it's so beautiful, so wide open, and you got, you know, geez, you got Big Sky Resort. There's another place in Montana that I can remember going to, the Museum of the Rockies, and it's in Bozeman, Montana, and it's got just amazing. How do I put this? I mean, some of the things in this museum are mind-blowing. Eye candy. That's the word I'm looking for. Great eye candy. Because I guess when I lived in Albuquerque, I kind of got hooked into the whole dinosaur thing. In New Mexico, there were some dinosaur digs, and they found, you know, different prints and whatnot. And as a reporter, I got to cover some of that. I got to go out on those trails way outside of Albuquerque and, you know, do stories on it and whatnot. And they have, the Museum of the Rockies has the largest collection of dinosaur remains in the United States. And what's really cool, Tyrannosaurus skull is what they have that's the largest ever, ever, ever discovered. So Montana, and of course, you know, you've heard that, Montana, where the dinosaurs were going back, you know, whatever, 500 million years ago. And it's a definite stopping point if you, certainly if you go there. But everywhere, anywhere you go in Montana, there's just some eye-popping kind of stuff to see, without a doubt. It's just those beautiful, wide, open spaces, really, to tell you the truth, that for somebody that grew up in outside of a city, it's neat. I've been to Helena and Billings and Great Falls and, you know, you name it. I've been through there five times, I think. I've been on trips for various reasons in Montana. I almost took a job in Montana doing sports a while ago. I mean, this was a long time ago, but very, very cool. And a lot of people live in Great Falls. I want to say I looked at the population. It's close to 60,000. So anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're happy to have you on board. If you're listening to us in the great state of Montana, you can always weigh in like everybody else here across this wonderful country, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I imagine in Montana you are tired of the same old conversation about government shutdown and reacting to it and when is it going to be over and how many people have, you know, who's been furloughed and really hit hard by this? And maybe some of you listening in Montana have found yourself in a tricky situation because of that shutdown, which is now into the 15th day. Can you believe it? You know, I figured 2 weeks, I guess. So, and here we are getting closer, though, to the whole debt ceiling thing. And there's other things for sure to talk about. But when I think of the money that's being spent to deal with this, it's infuriating. I mean, I'd like to add up the numbers of how many man hours have we wasted on budgets and debt ceiling over a 10-year period? How do we break that down into dollars and cents for taxpayers when other things could have been dealt with, but of course they weren't dealt with because the focus is on this? So anything else that could be a decent bill that could be turned into a law that could help Americans, it's not being debated. It's shelved because the focus has to be on how do we get the government open? How do we get a budget going? And what do we do with this whole debt ceiling thing? And it's so ironic. I've said this before, but the Prez said himself back in 2006, he didn't vote to push the debt ceiling limit up. He said it's, you know, about accountability, and there isn't this accountability factor anymore in Washington, and there needs to be. And he said he couldn't vote for it. Now here he is, the president, presiding over another year, another session of Congress where there isn't a budget, and the debt ceiling is being debated about raising it or not. You know, some of you have called and said, well, eventually what's going to happen, you have to not raise it to say, we're drawing the line in the sand, don't raise it anymore, and see what happens. But you know who gets the blowback on that? Not the people we've elected, but it's you and me that would eventually feel the effects of it. Here's what I say. If they can't get a budget done, a timely budget done, can't deal with the debt ceiling crisis, then because we're in between elections, how about this idea? Just don't take a paycheck until you can get it done. How about you give back your pay, put it back into the pile until you can figure out a way to solve the crisis that we repeat and are bound to repeat over and over and over again. I mean, there's only so many ways you can play this Groundhog Day thing. I'm going to have to come up with my own adjectives and hope they get in the next Webster's Dictionary, because you just run out of the same thing. We're saying the same thing year after year. And if it bugs us, it has to bug them. Why push it off? Because it's easier not to make a decision than get yourself in trouble, possibly with the people that you need to elect you. All right, America, stay classy.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.